everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode of Life from the Lair! If you're watching this video, I literally read a letter from a guy. He's roughly 20 years old. He's a heavy equipment operator. And told me how much money he's making, doing what he's doing, and you know, everything like that. So I'm not going to talk in detail about that. I already covered that. What I'm trying to cover here is this. Listen, I understand if you're a young person out there and you're all stressed out because you went to high school and during high school they just pushed college. You're not alone. I had the same issues. There's a lot of pressure there because you believe you have to go through the college environment to succeed in the real world. And that is not the case. Okay, there are things out there called the trades, which pay a middle-class income, sometimes a little bit more. Don't require all the cheetah flips and bullshit that you have to go through to go to college.
Do you like stories about serial killers? What about psychics? How about a psychic serial killer with a conscience wiping out the filth of society?
Yeah!
If you thought Dexter was a great show that went soft in its final seasons, these are the books for you. Introducing The Jericho Files, written by an old infantry grunt who has seen evil firsthand and digested it into grade-A gore porn with 5-star reviews all around. Click on the link tree in the Meat Gazer box and buy your copies today on Amazon, you filthy, dirty riggers.
All right, so on the board here, we have high school, we have the graduates. Normally, there's two paths. There's the college path and the trade path, and dare I say the third path, which masturbation, soda, video games, and pizza. Some guys do that for a few years when they get out of high school. I don't recommend it, but it is what it is. But I'm not putting it on the board here because that's basically a nothing option. Got it. Now, you have to jump through all the hoops to get the GPA, to take the classes that you need. You got to grease the skids so you can get accepted to a college. Now, in today's day and age, I've done videos on this in the past. Say you go to college to be a lawyer. Well, you're going to have to do a 4-year degree just to go to law school. Now, in every 4-year school out there, roughly 2.5 years of your time there is used, or dare I say, wasted on bullshit classes that you don't need. And they use words like well-rounded and a complete person. And what they're really saying in a roundabout way is indoc brainwashing. And they are charging you handsomely to get that done to you. It was the same when I went for my 4-year degree. I went to Oakland University for public administration that had a minor in accounting and statistical analysis. I had to transfer into that school 2 years of credits and take another year of bullshit just so I could get to my core classes. All right. Now, if I had started going there from the beginning, I couldn't afford it because at the time, the Montgomery GI Bill just didn't give you enough money to, you know, waste 2/3 of it on shit you're not going to, you know, you're never going to use and you don't need. Now, I understand, you know, well-rounded, blah, blah, blah. Got it. All right. Back in the day, maybe it did. They wanted you well-rounded. But in reality, if it's your money, you want to get educated on what it takes to make the Benjamins. I looked online. I looked at a lot of the state colleges and I took an average. It's basically $10,000 to $20,000 dollars a year to attend, you know, the middle of the road kind of institutions. It goes way up for like the pricey elite ones, and it goes down a little bit for some of the lower level ones. Now, the discrepancy between 10 and 20,000, basically there's a lot of guys or a lot of students that want to live on campus to get the full college experience, and they charge you like room and board and food, and that gets really, really expensive. And in my opinion, it's completely unnecessary. All right. In today's day and age, you should be able to get in your goddamn car, drive to a college within an hour, go to school, come home, work a job, do what you got to do. Don't give them any more money than necessary because it's stupid. And I guarantee you the experience you're going to get at college. Yeah, sure, it might be fun, but you're going to be paying for it for a long time. All right, so they get out of college. They have somewhere between $40,000 and $80,000 in student debt. I looked at some of the stats. Roughly, it's I think the average is $28,000 to $32,000. But we have inflation and what have you. So I bumped this up between $40,000 and $80,000 in, you know, student debt when you get done with college. That equates to a $700 to a $1,500 a month payment, and that's just to pay the interest. You want to pay off principal, you bump that up by $100. So if you owe $80K and you want to pay that off in 20 years, it's going to cost you $1,600 a month. That is one hell of a car note that Mr. Tradesman here isn't going to pay. Ha ha. All right. So say you get the job right out of college. You start at 18. You get done with college roughly 22, 23, right? And in most corporations, you're not going to get to the top pay brackets until you put in 5 to 6 years. I use 5 years here. So say you're 23 when you get out of college or 22, 5 years to get up to the top pay bracket puts you at the age of roughly 28, 27 years old. All right. Now, you want to pay off this $40,000. Well, the payoff time for student loans is anywhere between 10 to 18 years, or it goes even higher if you owe more, what have you. My advice is don't get caught in this financial hellhole. All right, so you're 28 years old by the time you get to the top of the pay bracket in the field you went to college for. If that takes you 10 years to pay it off, you're not at the break-even point at a minimum until you reach the age of 38. If it takes you 18 years to pay off your student debt, you're not free and clear until you're 46 years old. You are over halfway done with life. That is a huge nut roll to have hanging over your head, especially when two-thirds of this is nothing but brainwashing to you. All right. Now, let's say Jimmy. You know, we have Sam who went to college. We have Jimmy who said, yeah, that ain't for me. Jimmy decides, you know what? Graduate high school. I'll take some classes in high school in regards to being an electrician. I will join the union and, you know, become an apprentice to be an electrician. It happens all the time. I know lots of guys who have done it. I've talked to hundreds of dudes over the past, you know, 12 years who work in the trades. And this is pretty much how it works. Once you get into the trade, the union, whatever they call it in your state, they will take you on as an apprentice. Now, typically, an apprenticeship lasts between 1 and 5 years, sometimes a little more depending upon the field you're in, but rarely does it go beyond 7 years. All right, usually, I'm going to go with 5. All right, so you're 18. By the time you get done being an apprentice, you're 23. All right, you're basically at the same age bracket as your buddy, who basically went in the hole for $40,000 to $80,000 to pay for his, you know, fancy college education, while you're getting charged between $5,000 and $10,000 to go to the apprenticeship school for electrician. I know lots of guys get in the union, become apprentices, and they go to night school, they go to certain classes, and they are not fleeced to the level that people going to college are, because they understand we're here to teach you what you need to know. All right. We're not here to teach you bullshit. All right. So he goes through the apprenticeship, becomes an electrician roughly at 23. He is already at the top pay bracket by the time he turns 23, 24 years old. All right. Now, we said electrician. Electricians make anywhere between 60 and 90K a year. All right. So he steps into being an electrician. At 23, he's making top pay, 60K. It's going to take this guy 5 years to get to top pay. He'll be 28. And he'll be making $80,000. Usually the corporate guys will do a little bit better in base pay. All right? But depending upon what you do, who you work for, electricians make any, it could make way above 60K, dare I say 90,000 or more. I know several electricians who open their own businesses, have, I think, half a dozen electricians working for them. And after taxes and payroll and what have you, the guy's making 150 grand. This guy's stuck in corporate world. Unless he becomes a CEO, CFO, or works in a city where you just can't afford to live on 80K, he's not going to come near that kind of money. And this guy here in the trades is not going to be crippled by this huge amount of debt hanging over his head. If they get out of their apprenticeship and they owe student debt, it's usually paid off roughly in, you know, 1 to 3 years. We'll just say 3 years here. So that puts him at 26, top pay, no debt, making similar money to the corporate guy. The only difference is this. There isn't this prestige. You know, I'm a college graduate. There's a little prestige there. At least there used to be. I dare say that's pretty much gone by the wayside today because everyone's starting to open their eyes and realize the bullshit you're getting taught in college is just that. Brainwash, cult, sheeple mentality. They literally are teaching you what to think and not how to think. And they are charging you handsomely for that baloney. So my advice to the youth of today is this. If you don't have the warm and fuzzies to go to college, go to the trades. You can make a decent living there. Right now, is it going to be a, you know, a prestigious job? Probably not. But it will pay the bills. It will allow you to put enough money aside to retire at some point because you're not getting crippled with this student debt. So just imagine what this guy could do at 23 when he gets to top pay, and he's putting $700 to $1,500 a month away for his retirement. He quite literally could be a decade ahead or 2 decades ahead of this guy because of this debt. In today's day and age, there is no upside anymore to going to college. All right. Unless you want to go to college for something that has the potential of really making a lot of money, like law school, or dare I say, being a doctor, a nurse practitioner, there are, you know, fields out there that do pay handsomely that you need a college education for. Pick the right one, you know, do the, you know, the calculations cost versus benefit. All right. Typically it's this. If you go to college for a job that pays on the average of $45,000 a year and you do the calculations and your student debt is going to be above $20,000, it is not worth it. All right. It'll take you 10 to 18 years to pay that off. All right. And there's a lot of people out there, mainly women, who have huge amounts of student debt and don't pay fuck all because they made decisions based on emotion and they want to do the touchy-feely good thing and not really realizing that there is no money in that. So quite literally, they are chaining the anchor of failure around their neck while they're getting brainwashed in college. My advice today is simply this. Do something else. College is a dead end. If you really want to go to college, join the trades. Have a good income. Go to college at night or on the weekends. People do it all the time and they succeed handsomely. Don't buy into the hype. College is bullshit. You heard it here first. Take it easy.